This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, in the interest of KGK and ARK, Missouri Department of Social Services, Children's Division, Respondent VSJK, Appellant, decided March 20th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District, in division in the interest of KGK and ARK. Missouri Department of Social Services, Children's Division, Respondent, Nozen SD38474 and SD38654V, consolidated, filed March 20th, 2025, SJK, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Wayne County, Honorable Scott J. Shrum, Judge affirmed SJK, Father. Appeals from a judgment terminating his parental rights to KGK, Child, and from a judgment denying Father's Rule 74.06B, one motion for relief from the termination judgment. He raises 7 claims of error, 2 related to a Children's Division social study, 3 related to findings of grounds for termination, a challenge to the finding that termination of father's parental rights was in child's best interest, and a challenge to the denial of one rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2024, unless otherwise indicated. 2. Father's attorney's request to continue the termination trial. 2. Finding no error, we affirm. Background 3. Father has a significant criminal history, including drug-related offenses, dating back to 2007. From May to August of 2019, child was under the jurisdiction of the juvenile court due to father's drug use and filthy home conditions, among other reasons. In March of 2021, 2-year-old child and his 1-year-old half-sister, ARK, four, the children, were taken into the juvenile court's jurisdiction due to child neglect. The children and their home were filthy. A person was found passed out in a car at the home and in possession of methamphetamine, and father, the children's caretaker at the time, had been asleep and lost track of child's 1-year-old half-sister. The children tested positive for exposure to methamphetamine and cannabinoids. Father was arrested on outstanding warrants. While child was in care, father struggled to stay employed, pay rent, and stay sober. He too respondent did not file a brief. While there is no penalty for that omission, we must adjudicate father's claim of error without the benefit of whatever argument, if any, respondent could have made in response to it. In terms of PTM, 662 SW3D852, 854N3 MOAP SD2023, quoting Skates versus State, Dept of Sock Serves, Div of Child Support, and EFT, 978 SW2D793, 793N1, MOAP SD1998. 3. Father's points relied on include challenges under the against the weight of evidence standard, misapplication of law, and abuse of discretion. The circuit court is free to disbelieve any, all, or none of the evidence, and it is not the reviewing appellate court's role to reevaluate the evidence through its own perspective. JAR v. DGR, 426 SW3D 624, 627, Mo Bank, 2014. When reviewing the record in an against the weight of the evidence challenge, this court defers to the circuit court's findings of fact when the factual issues are contested and when the facts as found by the circuit court depend on credibility determinations. SSS versus CVS, 529 SW3D 811, 816, Mo Bank 2017, quoting Ivy V. Smith, 439 SW3D 189, 206, Mo Bank 2014. Likewise, when applying de novo review and determining how the law applies to the facts of a case, we defer to the fact finder's assessment of the facts. In tossing of Zerl C 700 SW3D 539 541 MOAP SD 2024. We have summarized the facts of these cases accordingly. 4. We reference ARK in the caption and facts of this appeal only because the children came into care together, and both children were included on the same termination petition and judgment terminating parental rights. Genetic testing conclusively established that father is not ARK's parent. 3 started programs or services like drug treatment and counseling, but he was discharged due to absenteeism prior to successful completion. He made progress in the cleanliness and safety of his home, but then he regressed and all progress was lost. In the months leading up to the termination trial, father did not maintain contact with child's caseworker, and father's whereabouts were unknown. He was maintaining a low profile due to an outstanding warrant for his arrest. In short, he had not rectified the circumstances that brought child into foster care. Father's visits with child were sporadic. Father was in arrears on child suppy.